The following came at 7:46 p.m.
Here's a bulletin just in from the Twin Cities Weather Bureau radar showing an intense hook echo, a definite tornado between Cologne and Carver, moving toward Victoria. All residents in the area are warned to take cover. Let me repeat that, please. And if you will, get up our honkers here, boys, because we need this one to be heard by everybody. A definite tornado. Weather Bureau radar showing an intense hook and a definite tornado between Cologne and Carver moving toward Victoria. All residents in that area are warned now to take cover. Now, that is southwest of the Twin Cities.
7:47 p.m. WCCO radio newsman John Walker reports in from Wayzata, west of the Twin Cities, and then a citizen calls from a mile and a half north of John. Finally, a highway patrolman reports from further up the line, and Dick Chapman is able to warn still more communities.
I'm in Wayzata, Charlie. I'm out on County Road 15, where earlier they experienced tidal waves, and I've just come through the tornado itself. I was in the Browns Bay Boatworks inspecting the damage when we heard your alert that another one was located south of Wayzata. We were a little bit west of Wayzata, and I crawled under the desk of the manager, and I had the phone on ready to start to call you when we lost the line. So we, along with the boat manager Merle Halverson, he climbed up in one of the boats on the show floor and hid in the cabin. I crawled under the knee-hole desk with the telephone, hoping to establish contact. And first there was a silence, and then the noise, the winds began to pick up quite a bit, and then we started hearing shattering glass as the plate glass windows in the front of the boatworks went out. And quite fortunately, I was glad there was that steel-top desk around me. We stayed underneath the desk for a few moments, and then when it appeared that it had gone by, then we began to rather sheepishly crawl out and look around to see what has been damaged. At the bulwarks here, which is the closest damage I've been able to survey so far, several boats have been turned off their cradles, and other similar damage, trees and debris across the highway.
Hello.
But the perhaps one of the most unusual things about this is that you know it's coming, and then you sit and actually live right through it.
John, we have another call on the other line. You say you have sighted a tornado, Ed?
Yes, and we were down in our basement. The twister went over
about a minute and a half ago.
Yes.
We can add Hamill to our take cover area right now.
Yes, you should.
All right. Were there any damage to your house, sir?
Yes.
Well, before we get too carried away, I think now that I've been watching a map as we talk here, and it sounds to me like we're speaking of two funnels now, one that just left the Minnetonka area headed straight north, perhaps in the vicinity of Hamill at the moment, and another one that you gentlemen don't know about, which may be coming your way again. And it's between Cologne and Carver about 4 or 5 minutes ago, heading towards northeast. That would be towards the Minnetonka area. Perhaps it's in the Chaska or Chanhazen area now.
Charlie?
We have a report from Sheriff in... where are you, sir? You want to give us a...
6 and 101. It just went through going north.
Going north?
About 2 minutes ago.
And give that location again?
County Road 6 and State Highway 101, about a mile north of Wayzata.
Okay, and do you see any damage at all?
No, sir, we do not. There was quite a bit of fire from power lines in the sky. However, we did not see a touchdown. It just was a funnel. Stayed approximately 400 to 500 feet in the air, moved in a northerly direction, very high winds.
That more or less puts it on a line towards Maple Grove and Anoka, is that right?
10-4.
10-4, yes. You can't see anything actual now. You can't see the funnel itself.
Not at the present time, no. Before, all we could see it was during periods of lightning.
I see. All right, sir. Thank you very much. And any further information you get, be sure and call us.
Okay, sir. Will do.
Right. All right, that's the same one that went past John Walker on on the north end of Minnetonka there. Also, the gentleman that called in north of Wayzata on 101, and now we've got the report of it a little farther north of Wayzata. I'm looking at a map that puts it in the vicinity of perhaps a dead even with Hamill, but not as far west as Hamill.
At 8:05 p.m. on that Thursday night, we got a personal scare here at the WCCO radio studios. We realized the track of the tornado seemed to be from southwest to northeast, and then came this word on a tornado to the southwest from the downtown area.
Who reported a funnel over Southdale? Do you know? Gentlemen?
Hello?
Hello?
Reported by police. Hang on just a minute, Charlie. Police, report a funnel now over Southdale, which would be in the vicinity of suburban Edina. A funnel reported by police now over Southdale, in the vicinity of Bloomington and Edina. That'd be 94th and Normandale. Do you still have that person on the line?
Yeah, northwest.
Gentlemen, that was moving northwest.
Northwest.
All right, I...
Which way is it moving?
We have a gentleman, Hopkins, right now.
Go ahead, sir.
Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
This is, I'm in Hopkins here.
Can you see the funnel?
Yes.
All right, where is it?
Towards Edina. It's over Hopkins here, moving southeast.
All right, is it touching the ground?
Northeast, south.
Uh-huh. Is it touching the ground?
Is it touching the ground? No, it isn't.
About, can you tell how high in the air it is?
We're just taking a look now.
All right. Okay, is it possible to move your phone towards the window, sir?
See here. Not the window where it's at.
One emphasize.
It's still pretty high in the air, they say.
All right. It shows no inclination to dip or what have you.
Okay.
Bear with us here as we get things straightened out.
Is it showing any dip? It's right above our house, they say, and it's pretty well staying in the sky. It's heading towards Minneapolis now, I guess. My dad just said it's now heading towards Minneapolis.
All right, you say it's above your house?
Yes.
You're not in any danger there, are you?
I'm shaking like a leaf right now.
Well, no, I mean, I don't want you to stay on the phone with us if it means that you have to keep yourself exposed.
We're down in the basement.
We're down in the basement now.
Oh, you're in the basement
yes.
now. Very good. All right. It's a good place to be, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
That's where everyone should be right now.
Yeah.
This is the second tornado we've seen, when we first saw it.
You mean the second tonight?
It's moving faster to Minneapolis, my dad is saying right now.
Moving towards Minneapolis at the moment?
Yes.
From Hopkins?
Yes.
Hang on just a moment.
Right now of sighting over Southdale. Go ahead, sir.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead. You're on.
Yes, I can see the funnel coming over Southdale now. It's moving in an easterly direction right between Crosstown Highway 62 and about the 494 freeway.
All right, I know exactly where that is. That's in suburban Edina, is that right?
Yes, right off of about between 66th and 78th in France.
Now, I think this funnel is the same one we were just talking to a gentleman about in Hopkins. Is it touching the ground?
No, it's staying quite high in the sky right now. The funnel is up quite high and the tail is draping on a diagonal across the sky, but is not touching the ground at all.
Is the tail moving back and forth?
It doesn't appear to be, no.
Is there? Are you inside, sir?
Yes, I'm inside my house now.
All right. Can you experience much wind where you are right there?
Yes, the wind is picking up quite a bit, and so is the rain.
All right. Are you in a safe location there?
Not at the moment. I plan to go there shortly.
Well, I don't want to keep you on the phone if you're not safe, sir, but we try to keep talking to those people who can actually see the funnel. It may mean life or death to some other people.
I understand. I'm all right at the present time.
So anytime you want to clear out, you let us know and go. Is that all right?
I sure will.
What is your name, sir?
My name is John Eben.
Very good. And your address?
6335 Peacedale Avenue.
All right.
That doesn't mean much to us, but I assume that's in Edina.
Yes, right on the 62nd Crosstown Freeway.
Here's a report from WCCO Radio News.
Yes.
We just had a report from the police that 2 minutes ago, a tornado funnel was in the air in the 6800 block and 10th, moving toward Lake Nokomis.
8:39 p.m., a funnel passes over the downtown Minneapolis area, and one of the most destructive tornadoes of the night is spotted by a WCCO radio listener.
This is Charlie Boone and Dick Chaffman speaking from WCCO's what was our flood service center and has suddenly, unfortunately, been turned into a tornado service reporting center. Charlie,
there was actually a tornado.
But you did see what might have been.
Yeah, it appeared to be.
Where was this moving down Franklin Avenue?
Yeah, roughly speaking. I think you had a call about 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, from Loring Park area.
Right, Bruce right.
Place, yeah.
Right. And I think that confirms that one.
But it didn't touch down or anything that
no,
you know.
No, it could have been at least 500 or 600 feet in the air.
Yeah, very good. That was the rumble that he heard, probably.
Apparently.
Yes. Thank you for calling.
Sure thing.
Mm-hmm.
Did he say that he saw this thing, but he's not at all sure that
he's
it was a tornado?
He's not positive it was a tornado. It looked and sounded like it was very strong turbulence, yes.
Uh-oh, the lights are blinking. I hope we're all right. Must be. Repeating that we know of damage in the Minnetonka area and also in the Coon Rapids.
We have one sighted right now, Dick. Hello?
Yes, we see one now. It's out over the Fridley area,
and it's dipping up and down.
Where are you located?
We're in Columbia Heights.
You're in Columbia Heights?
Yes. And it looks...
Is it touching the ground?
It's heading northeasterly.
Is it touching the ground at all?
It's not touching the ground, is it? It's pretty close. It's dipping up and down.
Uh-huh. Moving back and forth?
Is it moving back and forth? Yes. And it's going up now, and then it's coming down again, and it's different colors, green and pink and silver. And
that's in the light of the lightning, of course.
Yes.
Just where in Columbia Heights are you?
We are on 46th and Johnson Street. We're just a few blocks off of Central and 46th.
Mm-hmm. And when you look towards it, are you looking exactly northeast, or?
Are we looking exactly northeast? Northwest.
Northwest, I see.
And it's heading northeast.
Heading northeast. That would put it directly north of the Twin Cities.
Yes, and it's a real big one. We saw it forming. We saw the clouds going together, and it kept getting bigger and bigger.
And let me ask you this. Is it trailing backwards away from its direction of movement?
Is it trailing backwards away from its direction of movement, or? He says, all I know is it's getting bigger, and
right.
It looks like it's coming this way.
Who's that you're talking to?
My husband.
Uh-huh. All right. Are you
it's
in a safe...
It's heading northeast, he says.
I trust you're in a safe place.
Yes, we're in our basement.
Very good. Okay.
It's getting real windy here now, and it's starting to rain.
All right, let's kind of stay with us for a minute, Charlie.
All right. Sure we know. Could we hold you? Just hang on, and I'll put you on hold so we can take another call.
Now, let me ask you one more thing, though, just for a moment. How far from you would you say it is?
How far from us would you say it is? He's looking now. Maybe a mile or 2 miles from us. The wind is really picking up, more and more, and it's going real fast.
It's right across Highway 65 north of you then, more or less. Okay, between perhaps Spring Lake Park and Circle Pines. Very good, ma'am. If you'll hang on in our hold line, we'll move to another call.
Okay.
Thank you for calling.
Mm-hmm.
This next report came at 8:54 and 30 seconds. It's following what we imagine is the North Minneapolis and Fridley activity. 6 minutes after a twister goes over a neighborhood, this woman reports through rather quickly from 50th and Aldrich North.
Went through here.
You saw it?
Yeah, I couldn't see it. It just got dark, and it hit just real suddenly. I was looking out, and it got funny and dark, and it just hit.
Where are you?
I'm on 50th and Aldrich North.
50th and Aldrich North?
Yeah.
Do you see damage?
Oh, yes, there is awnings and windows broken, and I've got 3 big evergreens on my yard here, and they're all uprooted. Even our lawn fence is picked up and broken.
So it looked to you like it was a funnel which did touch the ground.
It must have been something that touched the ground here. It hit just real fast. It started blowing down, but we ran for the basement, and it hit in about a second, and it hit.
When did you say this happened?
About 6 minutes ago.
6 minutes ago.
About
50th and Aldridge is where? Is that in Columbia Heights?
No, it's still in Minneapolis.
You're still in Minneapolis?
That's Minneapolis.
I see. Well, this must be the one that the folks from the Midway area reported. We're just trying to keep tabs on it. It's gone now, though. That's right.
It's gone now. It's almost still now. It's right north of Camden.
Right north of Camden. That's north Minneapolis.
North Minneapolis. Right north of Camden.
I'd put it actually almost in the next suburb, which is Brooklyn Center there. But you can't see it touching the ground or anything.
No, we couldn't see nothing. It just hit real fast. I looked up, and we went for the basement because it looked kind of dark.
Right.
How did your house stand up?
Well, the roof is all off, and the windows are broke here, and all the roofs are off in the whole neighborhood.
You mean
here.
The roofs are off, or
the
shingles?
Roofing.
The shingles.
The shingles are off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're laying insulation around it from some places. It's torn into the roof from some places. I don't know where it's come from.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But windows are broke, and doors are tore off. And
well, we appreciate your calling us.
Very good.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Actually, there's not much sense in differentiating between an actual funnel and a high windstorm because they both cause damage.
They sure do.
And I'm sure that we have had a few people reporting funnels tonight, which were actually nothing more than severe squall lines. They can be equally damaging, that's for sure. Apparently, there is wind and turbulence now, not necessarily funnels, but severe activity right now in the vicinity of Highway 65 and 100 on the north end of the Twin City, north central section of the Twin City area.
Report from New Brighton indicates that about 3 or 4 minutes ago that the
That would be it, 65 and 100.
Turbulence went through that area.
So those folks, stay alert and stay close to cover, if not under cover. Here you are, Dick.
All right.
The Weather Bureau radar at 8:45, that's about 13 minutes ago, shows a broken line of thunderstorms now, many of which are heavy, extending from northwest of Duluth, southward over the Twin Cities, and then southwestward to the Iowa border. Average width of this line is about 30 to 40 miles, moving very slowly eastward. No hook echoes are apparent on radar at present, indicating some lessening of activity. However, all counties surrounding the Twin Cities should still remain alert to possible severe thunderstorms or possible additional tornado activity until further notice. That's good and bad news, in a way. At least the hooks, the little telltale giveaway of a possible funnel, are off of the radar screen at the moment, but there's still a long string of severe thunderstorms stretching through the Twin Cities, both north and south.
Dick, I have a gentleman on the line who is in South Minneapolis who can see, has a vantage point that he can see in the north. There is a funnel still over in that area. What area of the city do you think it might be?
It is in a New Brighton area.
That's the one just had a report passing through the New Brighton area.
Yes, sir, and there is also another finger hanging down that is further east of the Big Finger.
East of New Brighton.
Yes, sir.
Could be more than one, yes.
There looks like two fingers hanging down.
Very good. Thank you for that report.
My pleasure.
You betcha. Well, we got to keep our eye on that one, and people should remain advised, north and northwest of the Twin Cities, we have either funnels and or turbulence moving that way and in that vicinity, and now Rob Brown tells me that there's reports of ground damage coming in already from north Minneapolis and the suburbs directly north of Minneapolis. Our last report about 2 to 3 minutes ago said in the vicinity of Highway 65 and 100, moving northeastward at that time. That would be such locations as Fridley and Arden Hills, at least close to those areas.
We have a gentleman at 152, Highway 100. That's the Beltline and Highway 52.
Right.
And he was watching a funnel.
Robbinsdale.
That's right, Robbinsdale area. A funnel forming, which was going toward the Coon Rapids area.
That's right.
And do you see it now?
No, we saw it about 2 minutes ago.
What did it do? Dissipate into the air or what?
No, it stuck straight down.